Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I'm excited to bring you something new. It is a series, and it's a series of 10-minute episodes, and there are 13 of them. So what is this series? It's actually what was recorded yesterday during the D&I Summit that included 13 incredible leaders who all picked a topic that was unique to them, and they interviewed each other. Now, I know 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but they are only about 10 minutes each. So if you have the time to fit it into your days, it would be great if you could try to listen to all 13 because each one is incredibly unique. And at the end of every one of the episodes, those speakers share three important actions for the industry to take so that we can all accelerate change together. In this first episode, I had the great honor to open the D&I Summit and describe what it was about and how it came to be, and then subsequently interviewed Mark Pritchard, who is the Chief Brand Officer of Procter & Gamble, on doubling down on equality and inclusion. So here you go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Adweek D&I Summit. I'm Nadine Dietz, Chief Community Officer of Adweek, and on behalf of Adweek and all of our esteemed guests, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. This summit is the result of a lot of great leaders coming together to address a critical topic for society, business, and economic recovery. The pandemic crisis has exacerbated many fundamental challenges that existed before to the point of no return. It is imperative that we collectively pause and think about what has happened and how not just to continue forward as before, but as Mark Pritchard will share in a moment, double down now to reboot with a positive future in mind for all. There are more than 4,000 people that are going to join this call today. The future is in each of your hands. So as you join us through this journey today, we ask that you not just watch and listen, but you hear and lead with the actions each speaker has prepared for you to consider. We will cover a lot of ground today, focused on the inequities within many different communities, and also share some ideas on how the industry can step forward to true equality. You may not like some of the things you will hear, but at least you will know, and with knowledge comes power, responsibility, and accountability. So before we kick off, I just want to restate the mission here. This is not a feel-good summit that we are hosting to just talk about societal issues. This is a joint effort to inspire and accelerate change for all of our future benefit. Diversity and inclusion are critical to the growth of our businesses and our economy. Together, we can pave the way for a healthier tomorrow. So with that, I'd like to welcome our first guest, Mark Pritchard. Mark is the Chief Brand Officer of Procter & Gamble. Mark, hi, and welcome.
Hi, Nadine. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's good to see you.
Great to see you, too. Hope you're safe.
I'm trying to be, and I hope you are as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, I am so excited to have you join us today. We have had a lot of conversations up until this point, and I know you have a lot to share. So let's jump in, because I know you have an incredible point of view to share with everyone on what is it that you're observing today.
Well, first of all, Nadine, I want to thank you for bringing us all together here. I think it's a very important topic that we have now, and I'm really, really honored to be with such an amazing group of people who can speak on behalf of themselves, the companies, and the industry. What I'm observing is something that, unfortunately, we've observed throughout history, is that during times of pandemics and wars and economic downturns and disasters and other times of crisis, diversity and inclusion, equality in general, takes a step back. And that's what we're very worried about right now. You know, the people who are the most vulnerable, the most marginalized, the people who have been historically discriminated against tend to have suffer disproportionately during these times of crisis. We also see rises in racism and hate crimes and those kinds of things. And you know, what's so distressing about it is that the very people who are marginalized and discriminated against are those who are on the front lines, who are keeping this country going, keeping the world going for that matter. You know, women, 75% of frontline workers are women. More than 60% of the job losses are going to be with women and have already started. African Americans are 340% more likely to die due to COVID because of underlying circumstances around healthcare and other income inequalities. Hispanic Americans, 80% of adults work outside of the home. So while those of us with privilege have the privilege of being able to work from home, they don't have that. They're out working and driving trucks and keeping farms going and meat packing. Asian Pacific Americans are subject to a higher degree of racism and hate crimes. LGBTQ people tend to suffer. They're locked down in some cases in homes that don't accept them, and they haven't been able to come out. Or if they do, they face violence. People with disabilities have a much more difficult time managing during this time frame. So as we think about this, you know, what we really need to think about is how can we make sure that we recognize that those of us with privilege recognize that not everybody has that same privilege, and that we don't let equality and inclusion take a step back. In fact, what we do is, as we reboot, we don't instinctively snap back to what's familiar, but instead what we do is we push forward and make sure that we restart equal, we reboot equal, we double down on equality and inclusion. And if we do that, we will recover faster, everybody will benefit from this, and all boats will rise. So that's why D&I is so important now, more than ever.
Yeah. You know, thank you so much for sharing your perspective on that. I wholeheartedly agree. And yesterday we had such an interesting conversation. We were talking about the difference between equity and equality, and how we have to really focus on the inequity to get to equality. Can you talk a little bit about how you're approaching that from Procter & Gamble's perspective, both internally and with your partners?
Yeah, it really is an important distinction. Equal means you have an equal chance or an equal, opportunity. Equity means you have access, you have the ability, opportunity to be able to make a difference. And there's so many inequities based on circumstances that have occurred. What is interesting is, you know, if you watch the news for the first several weeks of the pandemic, you would think it was an issue of the elite. In terms of who you saw and who you saw speaking. But it wasn't until a few weeks in that you started to see highlights of some of the inequities that were occurring and the disproportionate impacts, because, for example, the fact that African Americans have less access to healthcare and have higher levels of underlying conditions and income inequality, and the circumstances in which they, more of them live, have led to a higher level of death. As I mentioned, the Hispanic community working outside of the home, another example of inequity and how that can occur. Then it also starts to break open the institutional bias that occurs in terms of, you know, criminal justice, policing, healthcare, income, those kinds of things. What we did is at first went out and focused on the broader need, which for our company, we make health, hygiene, and personal care products. So a lot of people need those products, and we made sure we could supply those. But we recognized very quickly that there were many families and communities in need that don't have access to the most basic products. In terms of the kind of household cleaning products and other kinds of products. So what we did is we pivoted our relief efforts, which we do every year with disaster relief, about 200 organizations around the world. We pivoted all toward COVID and making sure that we could supply families and communities in need. We then doubled down on the African American community with the BET Saving Ourselves, where we focused on an area of where we could focus in the hardest hit communities to make sure products are there, also cash for food, as well as PPE equipment. We just launched, and you'll hear this probably from Claudia, an effort called Hispanic Star, where we focus on the Hispanic community so we can make sure that they have what they need. So while they're out there separated from their families, they have a higher degree of help from different organizations where you can donate, you can share, and you can save time. So that's really the kind of effort. We started broad, and now we're going into the different communities. We're focusing on something with Time Magazine very soon on inequality with women. The fact that women have the double jeopardy, so to speak, inequality at work and then inequality at home. So what we've seen is this instinctive snapback to sharing more, doing more of the home duties and homeschooling, which makes it, you know, a disproportionate effect in many women who aren't going to go return to the workforce because of what they need to do. So this is now a time for all of us to step up. And I see this in many companies. I really want to encourage everyone on this call to be thinking about what can you do for the specific communities, for Black, Hispanic, Asian Pacific American, LGBTQ, people with disabilities, socioeconomic, age, older people who have disproportionate effects and are suffering from the healthcare and income inequities that then lead to a greater degree of problem.
And I know that you're going to be interviewing Tiffany next, which is going to be fascinating. I know you're going to talk a lot about the marketing ecosystem and how we help to support those communities. So with the time we have left, I think it's great if we can transition, because you have three actions that you'd like to share that everyone can take. So would you walk us through this, please?
You got it. Number one, double down on equality and inclusion. Now is not the time to step back. It's time to step forward on equality and inclusion. That means in your own company. For example, I've spent multiple meetings, in fact, this morning, with our brand leaders talking about diversity and inclusion to make sure that in our walls, we have equality at every level in every part of the organization. So double down, build it into your business as you move forward, which leads to number, and then do that with your advertising. Make sure you've got the accurate portrayal of all humanity and you take a stand and help in these specific areas, which leads to number two. As we restart equal, hire equal, pay equal, share the load equal, look at things around childcare, homeschooling. How can that be equal and not disproportionately fall on the shoulders of women? And then finally, all of us can do this, and we are doing it, but let's be even more deliberate about it. Join forces to be a force for good. There's lots of problems out there. Now's not the time to admire them. Shine the light on it. Use your voice in advertising, like so many of us are doing, to shine a light on the problem, but then drive action. There are many things that we can all do to donate, share, that's cash, product, even our own time and our own intellectual property and innovation. Take the time. This is when the community needs us most. And this, the overall marketing and brand community, we have a lot to offer. So let's join forces so we can be a force for good as we reboot.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special and important edition of CMO Moves. I do hope you'll find time to tune into the other 12 segments that we have here posted for you. Also, please note that if D&I is important to you and to your organization and to your teams, we encourage you to also check out the new podcast on Adweek called D&I TBD. You can find D&I TBD on adweek.com or wherever you download your favorite podcast.